What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Everything works for me, brother. Welcome back. It is the Rob Brown Show here on The Fan Upstate. I am Rob Brown, the great with Lonzo on the ones and twos. Spectacular to have you here. Let me tell you all of the different ways you can be a part of the show, including my favorite, if you'll use it, Armada. I promise you'll get your stuff on the air if you do. Here's what I'd like you to do because I am, I didn't even know I was doing this until last night when I was alerted that this was once again a thing for you. The Ray Memorial Hotline is back. Let me tell you what it is and how it works, shall I? I'll make it quick because we got some sports in the audio blitz to get to here in just mere moments from now. The Ray Memorial Hotline is a service that I have made sure is available to you, the people. Now, Odyssey made it, runs it, puts it up, whatever. But, like, I fought to make this a thing. So here's the thing. Here's what you do. You go to your app store, if you have not done so already, and you grab the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. And when you open that, you're going to see a little search button down at the bottom. Click on that. Going to bring up the search bar. Type in the Fan Upstate. Go to the Fan Upstate page and click the little heart icon. Then go to our page. Once you do, right there in the middle of it, you're going to see two buttons. One is orange, and it says Listen Live. And no matter where you are, if you've got an internet connection or a data connection of any type, you can listen to whatever beautiful show is on the Fan Upstate at that given moment. The Rob Brown Show from 6 till 10. Ryder Than You with Bill Ryder from 10 to noon. From noon to 3. For a little while longer, Rich Eisen, and then you can go from 3 to 7 with Wire to Wire with Cole Bryce and Adiesel, although not this week. They're both on vacation. But that's our regular schedule. Right next to that orange Listen Live button is another button. That button says Send a Voice Message. You push that button, you have 60 seconds to record it yourself or anybody else saying anything that you want. It does not matter the conversation. It doesn't matter the topic. It doesn't matter the take. I don't care about your salty sea dog language. I don't care what you want to say, how you want to say it. Have at it. Boys and girls, the Ray Memorial Hotline is there for you 24/7, 365 to utilize as you see fit. Let's say it's Friday night. You're real mad about your NBA team because you thought they were going to go out there and grab a free agent, but they didn't. So you go out with the boys Friday night. You have a couple of shots of whiskey. You Uber home because you're a responsible human being. You get to the crib and you're real mad about it. Pick up the Odyssey app. Push that Leave a Voice Note button on the Fan Upstates page. And go off, queen. Go off, king. Drop your note. Drop your voice message. I'll come back. I'll edit it. We'll react to it. We'll have a take on the air. Or you can just say, hey, Rob, don't play this on the air, but I just wanted to tell you that. And I'll make a notation. All right? So go to the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It is free in the App Store. Grab it. Put it on your phone. Go to the Fan Upstate page. Click the heart so that it's easy to navigate to anytime you want to do this. And then click on the Leave a Voice Message button. And once Thous does, You can leave a voice message anytime, day or night. And for the record, I don't care how many you leave either. All right? You got 60 seconds. If you're like, that was 60 seconds, but that's not enough. I'm circling back around. I want to do another one. Have at it. Go bananas. Leave all you want. All right? I get them to my laptop. I edit them. I clean them up. We rock and roll. All right. It is 8 o'clock in the morning. Oh, yeah, by the way, Texas show. Hub City Spartanburger text line. That's on me. I told you I was going to tell you all the ways. Here's the next one. Hub City Spartanburger text line, 844-326-3663. 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. You can text the show. Like the texter that said, you can take the ACC teams out of the Coastal, but you can't take the Coastal out of the teams. Georgia Tech will have some upsets to go with a couple of stupid losses. I agree with that entirely. Georgia Tech's going to lose one or two dumb ones because they just ain't got them dogs yet. But Brent Key's also the type of dude that says, we may not have them dogs, but you tick off a chihuahua, that'll bite you on the ankles. And I think the boys will be ready. So I agree with that take. Texter said, is Georgia v. Georgia Tech on that list? That's from Spike. Spike, I'm going to say this lovingly and respectfully. Come on, dog. Come on. Come on, man. I love Tech. I'm excited about Tech. I like the direction Brent Key. Noted, definite football dude. But no, Georgia Tech, Georgia's not on the list. Not in a year we get Oregon, Penn State, LSU, Clemson. No, ain't there yet. Let's see, what was the other one? Texter said, you're just qualified to be a Clemson hater, Zoe, when we stomp the Gamecocks this year, and if we meet the horse chestnuts in the playoffs, we will stomp y'all too. Meow.
Feels pretty good, doesn't it? It lets you know, just a couple weeks away from football season. Starting to feel it. Yeah, getting your stuff out, making sure it's clean, see if you need to get new gear because you probably put on a little weight because a lot of people do that, including me. So you got to do that. It feels good. So come at me, bro. Let's have some fun.
Saturday, I wore a large jersey.
Braggart.
Correct.
Which you should.
Large. Not XL.
Have you took into consideration that you need to stop losing weight?
No. I'm getting to 200. That's where I'm at now. Okay. I'm like, screw it, I'm getting
okay,
to 200.
But if you go any further.
Scratch that. I'm going to go to 199 to say I got under 200. I think that might be it for me, though.
Because you can lose too much weight and look emaciated to the point where people wonder, are you sick?
I don't want to lose so much weight that I then have to go to the gym. You know what I mean? Like, there's a skinny, then you got, like, I got to go to the gym. I got to put something on underneath this. And I don't want to, like, have to go to the gym. I want to go to the gym because I wanted to go to the gym.
Your nighttime activities will keep you where you don't have to worry about that, probably.
Yeah, so. I also had Saturday night, I went to the Triumph game, went back to the house, and was sitting up playing some Baldur's Gate with the broskies late on Saturday night. And I had, like, I think I had, like, two Captain and Sprites. Captain of Sprite Zeros, because I'm health conscious like that. I like two Captain of Sprites, maybe two and a half, and they weren't even like my Yetis. They're just like regular glasses.
Alcohol itself have a ton of calories in it?
Definitely rum is just pure sugar, but it's like, yeah, I've been good all week. I got to like 204 and a half, so I was like, why not, right? So I had a couple. Man, I woke up on Sunday. We had to get up a little early because the wifey and I had a couple of things to do in the a.m. portion of the day. I got up early at like 7 o'clock. But I wouldn't write till like 9:30. I was like, oh, God dang it. So, being 40 sucks. I didn't get drunk.
Or you're a lightweight now.
No, that is part of it. That is part of it. Because it had been a minute, and also I'm 40, and also like I'm down like 70 pounds from where I was last year. So, I wouldn't write till like 9:30 the next morning. She's like, you good? I'm like, yeah, it's like hangover, but without the fun. That sucks. All right. Texter said, thoughts on, I guess we're pushing the audio blitz to the next segment. Why not? Who cares? Whatever. Texter said, thoughts on UNC outside of all the Bill Belichick drama. Well, I'm going to assume what you mean by that is roster and season preview. Because I don't know if you know this. Scratch that. That's really smart ass. I'm sorry. I take it back. You obviously know that... You obviously know that Bill Belichick is indeed the head coach of that team, right? So, like, you can't really do a season preview about North Carolina without talking. Like, I can't talk about Florida State without talking about Mike Norvell. I can't talk about Clemson without talking about Dabo Swinney. He is your head coach. Now, all that being said.
See, I think you can. I think you can talk about the X's and O's and not talk about the coach.
You can talk about the X's and O's without the coach. I think you can talk about the roster and you can talk about the dudes.
Yeah, you can. You don't have to mention the coach.
But I do think in order to say, like, okay, You don't have Amari and Hampton next year. You're going with Davion Gauss, who's going to be the running back. He's a sophomore. Amari and Hampton was the bread and butter of this offense last year. He is gone. Here's a cat that's got to step in and try to be Amari and Hampton. Talented back, doesn't really have the XP there. But here's my question mark.
It's a brand new offense. It's a brand new defense.
Exactly.
Maybe you don't need to know till you see it on the field. Which might get them a couple victories early on before people figure it out. It's possible.
I just want to say that our jobs become redundant if our best take is, we'll see you week one. Like, that's not our job is to kind of figure it out.
We are talking about one team. We're not talking about football or sports overall. We're talking about one team. It's okay to have one team that you don't know what you're going to get until you see it. That's all right. And it's okay to say that you don't know what you're going to get till you see it.
Nah, I'm a big fan. I know what the hell I'm talking about. I do my best. I don't know is the answer. Texter? So there we go. I'll just contradict myself in literally one sentence.
That's kind of cool, by the way. I love the mystery. I can't wait to see what happens. I hope that they dominate the ACC so I can laugh at Rob.
Oh, they're not going to. That is one thing I will be. Now, what I will say, Texter, is that if.
Well, how do you know? You're just speculating.
You're right. That's what we do. It's literally our job is to speculate all the time.
That's what you just said like 30 seconds ago.
Texter, here is what I'm going to say about your North Carolina Tar Heel football team. I think that, and could be wrong, we'll find out. I think the Belichick hire is going to be an unmitigated disaster. I think it is going to be a real problem for you, not just over the next year, maybe two, if he makes it to a second year. I do think it is bad enough that I am willing to say now, I don't know if he makes it to year two.
You do know this has nothing to do with Brady, and that if he's successful, it doesn't take anything away from Brady.
This has nothing to do with Bill Belichick, the NFL guy.
Okay.
This is everything to do.
I mean, you need to separate that because I already have. I think this has to do with if he's successful, then it tarnishes Brady. That's what I think you think.
Not at all.
And since you say I say what I think you think all the time, I'm saying that's what I think you think.
Well, you're wrong. My philosophy with this is the exact same. It is if a player from my biggest rival in college football comes to the New Orleans Saints.
Who would that be?
I got plenty. I got a list running. If a player from my biggest college football rival was to become a New Orleans Saint, do you know what I give about their college affiliation? Not a single flying.
My bad. You know why I had to have it down?
No, you're right for having it down. I forgot to call for it. If a guy from my biggest rival comes to my NFL team, and he plays for my NFL team, I don't give a single flying where he went to college. And the opposite is true. If a dude from my favorite college football team goes to play for the Atlanta Falcons, when we line up again against him on Sunday, that guy, I want his ass. You understand me? All right. So this is the opposite. I do not care about Bill Belichick, the head coach of the New England Patriots. I only care about Belichick, the head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels. But I do think that in order to address and analyze Bill Belichick, the head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels, obviously we have to analyze him doing the same thing, just like I would if a guy from my rival came to the Saints and I was like, hey, welcome to the squad. I don't care that you were a whatever in college. I'm glad you're here. You're with us now. You're better. But I'm still going to analyze what he did in college to figure out how he's going to do with the pros. Same is true with Bill. There are question marks that I have. Again, when I look at the offense to start with, that is going to be where Bill is supposed to have the biggest impact. Losing Amari Hampton is no joke. That is a huge loss. I think Amari Hampton was the second best running back in the NFL draft this year behind Ashton Jante, and I'm going to keep it a buck. I think that he is closer to Ashton Jante than anybody gave him credit for. Amari Hampton was this dude is going to be a franchise changer pick of the first round draft. Wasn't going to go as high because not Ashton Jante, and that's running backs, but it is what it is. So what are we looking at across the offense? Way to go, Texter. You just completely changed the trajectory of an entire segment with one text about Bill Belichick. I'm proud of you. As far as the offense goes, you lose Howard Sampson to Texas. That is a big-time player. You do get some guys that have come in to the Tar Heel offense. You are bringing in Trayvon Green, 6'7", 340. That's big, dog.
That's big. Yeah, that's WWE size big.
I believe my uncle would call it, and I quote, bigger than hail. That boy bigger than hail.
Does your uncle have an accent?
Oh yeah.
Does he?
Yeah, okay. He's from the He's from the out there sticks. You go through the sticks to get to where he lives in the sticks.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of a Creole kind of.
No, he written it.
Oh,
he's
is written he?
It. Okay. Oh, that boy, right. Bigger than hail. 6'7", 340. Austin Blask is going to be on the other side, NFL size center already. Aiden Banfield is a young guard who's got a little bit. They did have some prospects come in and out. It's a good foundation, but it is an offensive line that is going to have a lot to learn within the Belichick system, which I assume is going to be a hell of a lot more pro style than what any of these guys
have
experienced.
That's what I was going to ask. In your expert opinion, having a big guy like that, does that mean more run or more pass?
I think it is probably going to set you up to utilize the run primarily. I think it's a pro style offense. I think it is a more often than not, you're coming out of a shotgun with a running back or a under center with a running back. I think you're going tight end, split with a slot somewhere in the middle. I think you're going to see a lot of that, like, kind of traditional formation, and you'll see some two tights. You'll see this. You know what Belichick's offense was at New England? I think it's that, just without a Tom Brady. But again, the question mark that we have here is twofold. One, where's the quarterback? You had Max Johnson, who was going to get his opportunity. He was the big transfer last year, was the guy expected in to be the guy that comes after the guy in Drake May. He had the leg injury, knocked him out for the season. He will get his shot. You also brought over Gio Lopez, former guy from the University of South Alabama Jaguars. He comes up 3,000 yards, 22 scores, 7 picks, ran for over 600 yards, 9 touchdowns. Here's the thing. Not a big dude. Not a big guy. Not a behemoth, right? You got Lenoris Sellers. We've talked about Lenoris already this morning. Lenoris, part of the reason that he is dangerous as a guy who can pull it, tuck it, run it, is because he's a big old son of a gun. That boy bigger than hail. So when you got a dude and get to the outside and he bigger than hail and he can make to the outside, that's a big thing. Gio Lopez can get to the outside. He can make things happen, but he ain't a big dog. And inside of a pro-style offense, like I think Belichick and the boys are going to run, that doesn't always mesh. I'm not saying it won't. I'm also saying he played at South Alabama. It ain't like he saw the level of competition. And again, we ain't talking about the SEC or the Big Ten. We're talking about the ACC. There's still some dogs in that. You think if they line up against a Clemson, against a Georgia Tech, where Brent Key's been bit of that defensive line, where Florida State, even if they were 2-10, they had some big boys in the middle. Do you think that if he can't get to the outside because it's a pro style and he's got to keep it in the middle, that an undersized dude is going to be at? I don't know. Got question marks about the wide receiver whore. You brought over Isaiah Johnson from Michigan State. Okay. Like, he was kind of fading the offense there. You bring back Kobe Paysor, the leading receiver last year, at 21 catches, 365 yards. For a guy who's not throwing a pass at the ACC level. You see what I'm saying? Like, the problems at North Carolina run way deeper than whether or not Bill Belichick's a good coach. I'm more concerned about your roster than I am your head coach, and I'm concerned about your head coach. Take a break. Back after this, the Rob Brown Show, audio blitz, or your text, whatever. Next on the Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, so we talked some North Carolina there. Texter says, don't be surprised if Jalen McGill from Mountain View Prep out of Spartanburg is the starting running back at UNC. I went and looked at the kid's profile. Holy crap, he had offers from everywhere. That'll be interesting. Could we have a Spartanburger up there at RB1 for UNC? Buckeye Mike says, and I quote, bring it, kitty cats. Spectacular. Texter said, I am a...
Sorry, I was a little slow.
Yeah, it is what it is. Happens to the best of us. I am a property maintenance inspector in Spartanburg County. I just got to this area. It just so happens to be the most BFE part of the burg, and the fan radio station does not reach down to the bottom of Spartanburg County. So I will be using the Odyssey app religiously from this day forward, for better or for worse. Well, hopefully it's a lot more better than worse, Texter, but we appreciate that. We're glad to have you on the Odyssey app, and since you already have the Odyssey app open, go ahead and use the Ray Memorial Hotline. Go to that Leave a Voice Message button. Click on it. You get a 60-second message that you can send anytime, day or night. And there's your way to communicate with the show. I have the, by the way, I keep the website for the Ray Memorial Hotline message populator open on the computer all the time. So if you send me a message, it'll pop up for me right there during the break. I can go listen to it during the break and either play it on the air, save it for the next day, whatever the case is. Go to the Odyssey app, AUDACY. It is free. Go to the Fan Upstate page, click on over, and leave a note on the Ray Memorial Hotline. All right, let's get some sound up in here as we roll through the show today. I got a bunch of stuff. This take is completely not sports related at all. I laughed hysterically. Apparently, there was some award show this weekend out in Hollywood, California. I don't know what it was. I do know Eddie Murphy, apparently, was saying. I think it was like one of the, it was like daytime, man. It was like one of the, like, lesser. Or this is just an old clip and I found it. I don't know. And I don't really care because I laughed so hard at legend of comedy, Eddie freaking Murphy, who just like popped up out of the blue with a little bit of what I thought was absolutely spectacular advice for those of you looking to go out there and succeed in a creative world. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not a student of stand-up comedy. I tried it once at an open mic a long time ago. It went okay, but like not like good enough that I was like, oh, maybe I'm going to try this. You learn about setting up a joke, and everybody's got their own style. That might be my favorite joke setup of all time. Because I got to tell you, when I found that clip and he started talking about it, I'm like, you know what? I'm in the entertainment industry. I'm in the creative industry. I'm one of those dreamers. I've been in this game 18 years. I ain't accomplished anything yet, other than being a three-time South Carolina Broadcast Association Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year, along with Lonzo. But I'm still dreaming. And I was bought in 100% when he said, I got three rules. One, pay your taxes. Two, mind your business. And I'm like, it's pretty good. What's rule number three? Rule number three is keep Will Smith's wife's name out your mouth.
I thought,
dude, no. I, in the bed late at night, started laughing so hard I shook the bed, and the wife woke up and got mad at me for it.
See, I was waiting for him to say number three, don't pick up people at a certain time of night. That's what I thought he was going to say. So that shocked me.
Let's see.
If you don't
see.
Know the story, look it up.
No, I do know the story, and I was just going to Hey, Cal Raleigh was on the Pardon My Take podcast with Barstool Sports, Big Cat PFT the other day, and they asked him a genuine question that I both have never thought to ask. Cal Raleigh, of course, the catcher for the Seattle Mariners, and a good one. Swatting
of course
bongs right now at a rate faster than, well, anybody else ever at that position for the first half. It's incredible. Two things about Cal Raleigh, because there's two clips about it. Number one, his nickname is, this is not being made up, you're going to see him referred to this during All-Star Weekend, his nickname is the Big Dumper. It means exactly what you think. And that, of course, led to a conversation between Big Cat, PFT, when they ask a question that I've never once asked the catcher and will never again talk to a catcher without asking him, I've never once
thought. Decided to play that part twice, didn't
you? No, I accidentally clicked it when I was trying to stop it, and we got a little, so I could have run it again. I've never once in my life thought to ask a catcher, because again, think about the position they're in. I'll tell you right now. Again, I'm, you know, Cal Raleigh's like 22 and I'm like 40, so we're in different places in my life, but I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I like got to, you know, kneel down, contort, bend, whatever. One's coming out every now and then. It's just a reality of being a person. And then, of course, as you get older, like, it's just kind of thing what it is. Like, the other day, I had to get up under the sink to do a little baseline plumbing. I learned from ChatGPT how to change a piece underneath the sink. I'm crawling down under there. I bent down. The wife's in the room because I'm like, hey, can you hand me that wrench? Can you hand me this, that, and the other? And as I kind of, like, got under the sink and rotated over to lay on my back, not only did one get out, it was one I was very proud of or not proud of myself at all, depending on the situation I was finding myself in. In that moment, I was like, she left, and I was on my own to do that project the rest of the time.
Is this Odyssey Upstate power? I mean, as far as smell goes, I mean.
No. It was definitely a.
Something that you know, a few steps down the hall, you would. Okay.
She left when I needed her the most to help me with this project, and I also 100% did not blame her
for
it.
Was there a banana on the floor?
No, there were no bananas on the floor. There will never be a banana on the floor, because that is weird, and I don't like it. Terrell Hatton is a golfer who plays golf on the LIV Tour. Terrell Hatton is a dude who is known for having a bit of a temper and an attitude, but he's also this, like, Northern Irish England guy who, like, has a very calm. I'll let the clip play to understand. Here's the point. There's not much I love more in sports than a clip where a dude proves that these dudes are just dudes. He didn't like it. He didn't like it at all.
Sorry, the last word, I think there's a little too much of it. That's why.
Your call, your discretion, it's your job, not mine.
Yeah, I know.
Terrell Hatton, who is, again, known for having a little
pressure.
Sounds
like Simon Cowell. You don't think he sounds like Simon Cowell?
I mean, he's got like that same, like that Simon Cowell accent, but if you ever hear the guy talk, like he's hilariously like soft-spoken with the side. He's got the Simon Cowell accent, but like hilariously soft-spoken. The problem is he 1,000% will drop a worst. Well, he doesn't really, like, he yells, but like even his yell is like real quiet. He's like, worst hole on the planet. That's bleeping bull bleep. And it's like so casual. But also as a golfer, I'm like, I totally understand it. Because he was, I don't know, a buck 80, buck 90 out, flew one to the green. It stuck on the left-hand side, and he 100% deserved to be rewarded for being aggressive and getting on into big pipe and drive, second shot, aggressive to go on the left-hand side. But it hit. It's on the green, like 10 yards on the green, and then it just stops and rolls backwards. And when it falls off the green on that side, it goes in a lake. So my dude goes from on and two to dropping four to try to lay up to one putt for a birdie. Like, it blew his round up in that spot. I just love how calm and casual he is while dropping a bleeping bull bleep loud enough for the LIV Tour cameras to catch him. Worst hole on the planet. That's bull. Like, just, I love when the dudes are the dudes. This is why I am pro sideline microphones, anti Karen's going, oh, I heard a bad word. Well, then don't listen. Because, like, I like when the dudes are the dudes. And that includes, that's why I love the U.S. Open a couple weeks ago at Oakmont. That's why I love when they put it down and the boys are out there, like, struggling. I got a couple more audio clips for you, and I want to talk about one particular thing when we come back here in just a minute, and that is rivalries in sports. I was having a conversation last night with a dear friend of mine about basketball, because there's an entire genre of videos on the internet, old basketball players telling stories about their basketball days. It's my favorite genre of entertainment. There's one clip from a couple of real old guys that a buddy of mine were kicking back and going, do we need to bring this back? Is this good? And the answer is yes. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. I would like to have a conversation about rivalries in sports. Now, when I say the word rivalry, I think a lot of you, most of you perhaps, are immediately going to go to your college football rival, right? If you're a Clemson fan, you're going to Carolina, Carolina fan, or a Clemson fan. If you're a Carolina fan, you're going to Clemson. If you're a Panthers fan, you're going to... Who would you say is Carolina's biggest rival? The Panthers' biggest rival.
The
New Orleans?
It's got to be the Saints.
I was going to say the Saints, yeah. And then I'm like, but we're Atlantis. Like, Carolina's like, yeah, we'll get to y'all when we're done with Atlanta, right? Like, they're not our... Atlanta's our rival. Who's Carolina's? Because I don't think it's Atlanta or New Orleans. Those two hate each other. So is it by like Tampa by default? Because I don't really sense any bad blood. I don't think Carolina really has a rival.
You know,
like
one team can have multiple rivals. So I agree, but you
have a rival.
As a fan of the Panthers, they are my NFC team. I can't stand New Orleans.
Exactly. But again,
you're just learning this. That's fine.
We think about Carolina when we're done thinking about Atlanta. Atlanta thinks about Carolina when they're done thinking about us.
That's hilarious, because that's poo-pooing their rivalry. Like, yeah.
Yes, it's a secondary rivalry.
It's like Michigan and Michigan State's the little brother, but
yes,
Ohio State's actually the
exactly.
big rivalry. Okay,
it's the same thing.
Right. Okay.
So anyway, blah, blah, blah. When you think about rivalry, you think about that. You think about your road or whatever. But even with the hatred and all that goes along with those rivalries, I wonder if there is a way, and I'm gonna talk about this from an NBA standpoint from a reason, but I also am going to talk about this. I'm going to bring it in NASCAR. I'm going to bring it in football, etc. I think that I would like to see, and I don't know that there is a way to generate this without it in 2025, maybe almost coming across somewhat controversially. I was watching a clip yesterday from a podcast, and I'm not a fan of the Coach JB show. With all due respect, like I don't like his takes. All right, good podcast. Like, he's got a lot of dudes that come on, a lot of guys.
Who?
Coach JB? He's the dude that was the coach on Second Chance U. When that Netflix show got real big.
Okay, I've heard of him.
Last Chance U. He was the head coach. Mark used to have him on the show all the time. Well, you know, he does a pod now called the Coach JB Show. Mark Ryan, your old boss.
That would make me walk.
He does a podcast. It's a joke. He does a podcast now called, his name's Jason Brown. He does a podcast called the JB Show. Not my cup of tea. He's very like... I don't know how to say this in a way that's not going to get half of y'all to judge me. I don't care. He's very like old school toxic masculinity coach, right? It's just not my bag. But at the same time, I also understand there's place and time, which is going to kind of be almost hypocritical to what I'm about to say. I think we need to bring an emphasis back on rivals. Like, I do, because I think we have, and I am guilty of this too, we have focused in the last couple of years about, and I still think it is very important for athletes to have the opportunity to take opportunities, get the bag, take care of themselves and their bodies so that they're able to play for a long time and capitalize on their talent, yeah. I also kind of want to get back to a point in time where... we see athletes who want to kick the crap out of each other. There was a clip that went along around not too long ago from Robert Parrish from back in the day. He was talking about those old Celtics-Lakers rivalry, and he was talking about the Lakers, and he started naming off some of them, and he was like, yo, bleep that guy, bleep that guy. Bleep. Yo, these rivalries have been over for 40-plus years, 50-plus years in some cases. But he's still, to this day, there are clips going around of, like, the old Celtics that are still with us and the old Lakers that are still with us still telling each other, hey, bleep off, buddy. Like, it's great. So JB turned around and he had a couple of the old Lakers on the show. And they come on and he played the clip for like three or four of them. And they all at the same time went, and I directly quote, yo, Robert Parrish. And like went off about how now these men in their like 60s and 70s were like, I will beat his ass today. Right? And
come on, you feel that way about some people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, beef.
And the folks that I feel that way about when I talk about them on the radio, I will say, honestly, probably makes it a little more compelling than when I talk about people I like but disagree with, right? So I think we need to bring back that. And here's one spot. I was watching the NASCAR race in Atlanta this weekend. So put this in context with, here's some dudes that had a rivalry going back in the 70s, early 80s. That in 2025 are still saying you to each other because they played on opposite teams. Now, for the record, both of these guys or all these guys that were having the conversation, they said, look, I don't actually like hate this guy. We had the same mentality. We want to win more than anything else in the world. And if you happen to be the guy wearing the opposite color, then bleep you too. And the guys on my team, I might have hated them off the court, but I love them when it's... That's a true rivalry. For the time between tip and final whistle, I hate you because you're wearing those colors, and the boys behind me, even if I hate them outside of this building, they are my brothers right now. I want that. So, segue real quick over to NASCAR. I was watching the NASCAR race this weekend, and I talked a little bit about it last week. I thought that there was an interesting aspect that was added to it, which is the NASCAR in-season, they're calling it challenge, but it is quite literally an in-season tournament. They took 32 drivers over the past handful of races, they seeded them 1 through 32, and then they created a 1v32, 31v2, 30v3, whatever, bracket. And over the next handful of races, from 32 to 16 to 8 to 4 to 2 to 1, they are going to eliminate each other single elimination style. So it's like, if you're number one and that's 32, whoever finishes ahead of the other on that race or whoever goes further in the race, they win and they move on. If you do not, you lose and you are eliminated. Doesn't matter who you are. And at the end, there is a straight up check for a milli to whoever wins this thing. Well, NASCAR, over the past couple of years, I think, has kind of, to some degree, lost villains, heels, bad guys. There are a few out there that come close, but there's not really that guy. The closest I think we've had in a couple of years is Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin is a dude who, after getting a win, will talk smack to a stadium full of fans. In fact, he's even developed a bit of a catchphrase because of a bar that he dropped a couple of years ago after winning a night race at Bristol.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Danny Hamlin goes ultra mega heel here. First, he gets out of the car. He immediately goes to get the checkered flag, but he has given it to the fans that are booing him.
They're dirty doming him.
100%. Mega heat.
And you notice how the announcer is encouraging it.
100%. So he goes back to the car. They do like a regular interview. You got to answer the questions, but then he says, I'll talk to you. And you can hear the announcer. Like, when he's going to address the fans, he gets a little louder, and he kind of points it out. He's like, they're booing you. What are you saying? And Denny Hamlin drops the bar of, I just beat your favorite driver. And the guy goes, who? And he goes, all of them. And he quite legit, walks away. Like, he's just going, he vaporizes into the ether. Like, it's incredible. Well, this weekend, he was in the bracket. And he was in the bracket with Ty Dillon. And guess what? Ty Dillon kicked his ass. And Ty Dillon, at the end of that, said... Now, there was more to the interview, and it's not... Now, Ty Dillon's a real nice guy. He's the baby face that doesn't really, like... He's new, he's a young cat, he doesn't really know how to work the mic to get the crowd going. Yeah. And on top of that, this is happening, like, way in pit crew, like, way down pit road, not in front of the fans. But he basically says, I know Denny's bar, and I just pinned him 1-2-3 clean center of the mat, so I'm gonna drop his line back on him. Hey, Denny fans, I just beat your favorite driver. Even if the delivery was lacking, Ty, call me, I'll coach you up.
It was like CM Punk trying to rap.
100%, the delivery was lacking, much like John Cena trying to rap. So, call me Ty, I got you on the delivery thing, but like, I like it. I like that you used his own bar when you bumped him. And a lot of people were giving him crap. A lot of people were busting him up, like, do you really want to do that? Whatever, whatever, whatever. To the defense of Ty Dillon calling out Denny Hamlin, who should step in and defend him for that comment? This kid gets it. Denny Hamlin gets it. It is okay to get out there, get after it, have a rival, have a dude that you talk bleep to, you go back and forth, maybe you throw your helmet at their car when they run by on the track, maybe you drop their own catchphrase when you beat them down there in pit road, like whatever. It's okay to do that. And recognize it's for the good of the sport. Look, it's very obvious when Denny Hamlin is running these races that he 100% knows, as Kyle Busch did for a long time when he was running in his prime, and I think he might find his way back later on in the year, we'll see, but Kyle Busch did it in his prime when Dale Sr. passed on, and it was very evident that Jeff Gordon was kind of heir to the NASCAR throne. He also recognized that, whether you liked it or not, Dale Sr. was gone. And there had to be a face of the sport. And at the time, And I will acknowledge this is very early in Rob Brown's NASCAR fandom, so like I'm not as well-versed on this as some of you old hats maybe, but they needed a guy. Jeff Gordon was the best out there. And people hated Jeff Gordon. Oh, he's from California. We don't want that in our NASCAR. His car's got a rainbow on it. We ain't going to stand for that around these parts. When that all happened, he was hated. And what did he do? He just kind of went, all right, screw it. Lean into it, right? Let's whatever. If you're going to hate me, you're going to hate me. I'm going to give you a reason to hate me. I remember one of my very first NASCAR races when I asked a buddy of mine, like, who are the guys I should know? And he was kind of walking me through and explaining, here's who this guy is, and here's who this guy is, and here's Jeff Gordon. And he drives a DuPont Chevrolet, number 24 DuPont Chevrolet. And his car's got a rainbow paint scheme on it. And everybody hates him. And I went, why'd they hate him? And he kind of gave me all the reasons, one of which was connected to that paint scheme, let's just say. And I went, okay, that's my guy. That's my guy. So I went and bought a Jeff Gordon t-shirt and jacket and wore it to a bar for my very first race. And y'all, I caught eyes. I got words from a bunch of old redneck good old boys up in that bar. And I gave them hell right on back. To the point that my buddy was like, all right, buddy, like, calm down. Chill out. We got to go. Right? Didn't care. Because that's fun. But that's what I'm saying. Give me more of that. Give me some rivalry. Give me some straight up head-to-head competition. Give me Robert Parrish and half the Lakers 50 years later going, look, I respect his game. I respect the mentality. He wanted to win, and he was willing to kill me to do it, and I wanted to win, and I was ready to kill him to do it. So I respect it, but also that guy. Give me that. And I'm fine with the recognition of I respect Ty Dillon. And yes, he dropped my catchphrase on me 13 seconds after he knocked me out of the tournament. 13 seconds after he cost me $1 million. 13 seconds after he beat me in a race. 13 seconds after he made my whole season tougher. He dropped my own catchphrase on me. And a lot of people are like, I can't believe you did that. Why would you show out like that? Well, the answer is because Denny shows out all the time. And if you're going to show out, expect to get shown up when you don't show out. And Ty did that. And as much as I have said, credit to Ty for dropping that bar on Denny, I would also say on the flip side, props to Denny for recognizing what it is and what that means. Because even though he's out of the race now, and this is something I didn't really think about last week when we were talking about this. He's out of the race now. If Denny Hamlin wanted to be one petty son of a biscuit eater, what could he do next week? Take out Ty Dillon. I'm not saying wreck him, but I'm just saying, here comes Ty. Maybe he's in, 14th, 15th place. Denny's in 11th, 10th. They're running up, and he knows that the guy that Ty Reddick's matched up against in round number two is two cars ahead of him. What if Denny just kind of like slides up and throws a block, covers up the outside lane, lets his guy get, like, he could be petty. And if he ends up costing Ty Reddick, as much as he loved Ty Dillon, as much as he loved the fact that Ty dropped the bar of his own line on his head, he could absolutely go, I'm going to be a petty dude. I'm going to keep him from winning that $1 million. He's not getting it with me. Now we got a full-blown rivalry. And as a buddy of mine said last night when we were talking about this clip, because we're one of our late night things last night was we're both on Instagram and we are watching these clips from podcasts where old basketball players are telling like Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan stories, like telling these great stories from back in the day. But one of the things that is a common theme in so many of them, I'm going to play one for you coming up here in a minute because I got one about John Stockton that is hilarious. One of the things that you pick up on about a lot of these is, man, the stuff that used to fly back in the day that is not even close to what is considered a limit now, I kind of feel like we need it. Like, I kind of feel like the NBA would be better off if we had a, not a Lakers-Celtics rivalry, because there's rivalries, but like a rivalry where they want to murder each other after the game. A rivalry where they are willing to grab mics on random podcasts and go, yo, Robert Parrish, 50 years later, bring that back. I'm begging you. I'm also begging you to stick around for the next 60 seconds for this Sports Flash.
By the way, the murder mentioned was verbal. That's all
always.
Verbal.
I'm non-violent, so I'm a pacifist.
The NBA free don't sound pacifist, that entire segment. The NBA free agency period opened up last night. Amongst the moves made were a Denver sending Michael Porter Jr. and an unprotected 2032 first round pick to Brooklyn in return for Cam Johnson. The move gets Denver under the luxury tax. Former Laker D'Angelo Russell signing a 2-year, $13 million deal with the Dallas Mavericks with the second year as a player option, and Brooke Lopez signing a 2-year, $18 million deal with the Clippers. The Miami Dolphins and Pittsburgh Steelers made a huge trade yesterday, with Miami sending defensive back Jalen Ramsey and tight end Jonnu Smith to Pittsburgh in return for defensive back Minkah Fitzpatrick. Miami will also trade their 7th-round pick for Pittsburgh's 5th in the 2027 draft. The Atlanta Braves have a dozen games and 13 days left in the first half of the regular season. The first 6 begin tonight.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.